Hello, my friend. I'm thinking of you right now on a very sunny morning on the mountain. We're in the season of the celebration of the most holy body and blood of Christ, Corpus Christi, as we used to say in Latin. And that has many different meanings. You may not be from a Eucharistic community. It may not be a practice of your life or a belief of yours. But I'm totally taken over by the wonder of it today. And so to share a little bit from the place in which I find myself, I love the opening antiphon, the opening song, the first sound. He fed them with the finest wheat and satisfied them with honey from the rock. He satisfied them with honey from the rock. You know, I've talked to a few of you recently. I don't know about you, but every once in a while, life is so difficult. It's like trying to get water out of a rock. And I've heard that expression applied to people, too, by way of their emotional lives. It's like trying to get water out of the rock. And yet here we have in Psalm 81 from our Hebrew sisters and brothers, an allegorical way of understanding God, a phenomenally beautiful metaphor, I suppose, of God, that God feeds us with the finest of wheat. It'd be like Francis putting meat on the wall for Christmas and saying, even the wall should eat meat. There's this bounty of God that shows up even in the poorest of times and satisfies them. And that's a wonderful word, satisfies them with honey from the rock. I sense that from the challenge of your life and my life, there truly is honey flowing. It isn't only for what we're going through, but it is from what we go through. What helps us, I think, in believing that as Christians is to believe that it was indeed Jesus who died for us that we might live. My brothers and sisters, I receive from the Lord what I also hand on to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the night he was handed over, so the night before he died, took bread, and after he had given thanks, broke it and said, "This is my body for you. Do this in remembrance of me." He wasn't just hoping that we'd hold on to a memory. As we think of it today, it's an interesting notion of what memory has become. It's like what I'm doing right now. This phone is remembering this. And then when Greg gets to it, and he and I are great friends, and because he has a wonderful family and they're moving and their responsibilities there, it's hard to know just when something is remembered, we might say. In other words, recorded and passed on to another place. But Jesus' remembering here is the deeper understanding that we receive again from our Hebrew sisters and brothers. And this idea of remembering means present. It's a very non-self-conscious Jesus. It's the God fully giving God's self away, his finest wheat and honey from the rock, that wants us to experience this remembrance. Do this in remembrance of me. Not do this so you'll remember me, although that might be nice too. It's deeper, richer. It's wonderful. And this is my body. I mean, that is enough to just take us into the quiet maybe you came here looking for. This is the body that is for you. Takes us deep into that meditation, particularly if we are Christian women and men who are caught, brought into, nourished by this, begin to find some satisfaction in knowing that God truly is the finest wheat for us and food for us. Now, if that isn't your faith path, I'd welcome you to feel or have a sense of the one that might be related to this for you in some way. If you have one, the remembrance, the sense of an ongoing, abiding presence is what Jesus is talking about here. So the Yahweh, the God of ancient times, the God who always has been and was manifest to Moses and down through times is tagging after us and staying close, coming as manna in the desert or sending it to us. This God is present to us at the table. Now, as a child, the table, the altar, was a place where we couldn't go. And it's not so much now that we can go there, but the table was brought to us in a wonderful way, and we became aware through the renewal that's still going on of Vatican II that the table is ours. And indeed, in some real ways, we are the table. Symbolically, the table is Christ. It's Christ's body. It's Christ's tomb. So there are layers of meanings of this table. But we come to this table. We don't just go forward to receive something that happened from that table. We are of that table. We are women and men who are fed from there. And the gospel that comes with the feast. So you're getting lots of scripture today. The beautiful, beautiful scripture passage is from Luke. Jesus spoke to the crowds about the kingdom of God. And that's really what we're talking about, this abiding presence of God, this promise of the one who is and was and ever shall be, and that we are fed and nourished into that life. That life is ours. And then he healed those who needed to be cured. Well, this is a very practical God who isn't just spouting ideas or giving us the faith and telling us to grab a hold of it and follow, but he cares for us, this radical caring. And then the 12 approached him and said, dismiss the crowd so they can go home to the surrounding villages and farms and find lodging and provisions, for we are in a deserted place here. Jesus said to them, give them some food yourselves. Give them some food yourselves. I think if we begin to feel and experience the honey from the rock in our lives, if in somewhere in your practice there is the finest wheat coming to you, that you are able to sit down at a table or be in relationships or find your way as Christians do to a banquet that is everlasting food and nourishment and life for us, we can begin to hear and understand what Jesus is saying here. Give them some food yourselves. In other words, give them yourselves. Give them the nourishment you found that has come to you, like a mother does so wonderfully when she takes the baby to her breast. She's feeding this young little one on the food that has come to her, through her, and now to the baby. You and I have a chance to absorb, metabolize, be fed on so much honey, bread, life, anguish, darkness, uncertainty, all of it can be food. The bread of life, the cup of salvation, the God who abides, the one we remember, the one who is here. So when Jesus says, it seems to me, give them some food yourselves, he's not saying get the basket and hand out some bread. This may remobilize any service you and I are about when we realize that it's both freer and a little bit more costly, a little bit more of us is in it. And what a gift it is to be called into it, to really acknowledge our own thirst and hunger, and so need the food from the rock and the finest wheat. And then hear the wonderful call out that the table, the intimate table, set for us. And now there are others around us, maybe a lot, and they have some need for us. No wonder we're here. And if I haven't overstressed you already with images and with the call that comes from these moments, be here now. Be at the table of your banquet, the banquet set for you. Be where you're most present or feeling God most accompanying you as nourishment, as banquet. Possibly it is in adoration, and it might be at a time and place where through beautiful music, sight, sound, and smell of incense, you are with the monstrance. You're seeing the Eucharist exposed, present to us, Christ naked as food for us, or a tabernacle. Knowing the presence is here in the mystery of the containment of a lovely decorated box or cylinder. You and I are those containers. We are those monstrances. We are the ones who see the others as those containers, those monstrances. And we are those who go forth and give them some food ourselves. And it begins when we take the little time to just enjoy and wake up to the truth that God has fed us so well, even on difficulties and confusion, possibly a recent death or a wonderment that's almost overwhelming. We bring all of that to the table because we're hungry. And there is food here. And because we have been given the food, we can go and feed others. Be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am. Be still and know. Be still. Be.
You satisfy the hungry heart with gift of finest wheat. Come, give to us, O saving Lord, the bread of life to eat.
As when the shepherd calls his sheep, they
satisfy the hungry heart with